For some,
we're gonna go shopping!
Can generate a strong sense of excitement. They jump at the chance to move up and down aisles in a department store or peruse the latest fashion in a boutique.
I have this little substance abuse problem. Expensive footwear.
The shopping experience for those with vision loss involves multiple challenges. Transportation to the store, finding items within a store, and all the associated information like size and price. And of course, coordinating outfits to match colors and patterns. Well, Annie Benvey, a student
at the University of Cincinnati in Ohio, I study industrial design. That's essentially product design.
Wants to help eliminate one of these challenges by creating
fashion accessibility for the visually impaired.
Currently, the process of picking matching clothes from a store or one's own closet at some point requires sighted assistance. While many have their own method for labeling clothes, Annie believes it can occur at the source, the manufacturer, meaning each item can include a tactile method for distinguishing colors and patterns, allowing for independent coordination.
You're younger than me, but there was a line of clothing called, I think it was Garanimals or something like
yes.
that.
Yes.
You know Garanimals?
Yes. Yes, I know that. That's actually kind of the idea of what I'm looking into as well, like a capsule collection where basically all the clothes in a line would go with the other. So if you bought a pair of pants in the line, you could buy any shirt in that line and it would go no matter what, and it's not just basics.
It probably won't surprise most of you that Annie intends to focus on women's fashion.
There are so many different articles of clothing for women than there are for men.
Yeah.
So it's a much more complicated system that way, but this concept could also be applied towards men's clothes. It was kind of funny because a lot of the responses I got were just like, if I had asked a sighted guy the same questions, I would get the same responses. Basically, all the guys were like, I don't like shopping. I just wear the basics. They wear like jeans and a t-shirt or jeans and a polo. It really isn't different from a sighted person.
Right, so most guys don't even care.
Exactly. That's why I also wanted to focus more on women, because the responses I got from women were they cared a lot more about the style and the fashion than a lot of the guys did.
Annie's in the early phase of this project. Her next steps include developing a final idea based on all of her research, including comments from men and women with vision loss. As far as a prototype goes,
I'm going to be making some clothes. I took a sewing class this semester, and over my internship, I'm going to be teaching myself pattern making, and I'm going to be making some articles. If I end up doing it and it still doesn't look right, I have a lot of friends in the fashion design program that'll help me out.
Her hope is that the final product will be a solution that other manufacturers will easily be able to incorporate into their existing and future clothing lines.
It would be as simple as just like putting a button on the hem of the shirt. It wouldn't really add too much to costing.
It's a good idea. It makes sense. It's just an alternative way of communicating information. With 1 in 12 men said to be impacted by colorblindness, and 1 out of every 200 women, a significant portion of the non-visually impaired population can directly benefit.
But how do you feel about male models?
Occasionally, producing stories for Gatewave presents me with an opportunity to promote my own agenda.
So when you get to the men's clothing and you need a model, make sure you call me, okay?
Will do.
I want to walk the runway.
Okay, I'll keep you in mind.
I'm always interested in the story behind the story. Annie says her father is a big inspiration for this project and in her life in general. Her father has retinitis pigmentosa. Throughout Annie's life, her father has been progressively going blind.
I never knew anything different, so it was always pretty normal for me. I mean, he did everything that any other stay-at-home dad would do. Made my lunch in the morning, did my laundry, cooked me dinner. I mean, he would walk me to camp in the morning in the summers, and then when he got a guide dog, we lived a mile from my school, and he would walk by, and all my friends would be like, Annie, there's your dad and his dog! And it was just something really normal for me, so I never thought anything of it. I mean, as a normal kid would do, he would tell me, Annie, you can't have a snack before dinner. So I would just tiptoe in the kitchen and I would steal a snack, just like any other horrible kid would do.
No, that's not horrible. That's just normal.
Hmm. Note to self, start accounting for all the snacks in the house. As the blind dad in my house, I've been told by my own children that their friends who don't know anything about what it really means to be blind make some very ignorant assumptions.
Yeah, when I tell them, oh yeah, my dad cooked dinner last night, they're like, he did what? He retaught himself how to play guitar. He has his own hobbies. He does everything a normal person does.
So your father inspired you to take your passion and merge it with something in the blindness area?
Yes. I was kind of struggling to pick a topic the first few weeks of the semester, but then I was just sitting there and we had to take a passion test in my class, and it just kind of helped me pull all those things together to realize that I could have a really cool idea.
A passion test? Well, that's just a questionnaire to help figure out those things in life that have real meaning to you.
I always thought I wanted to do something more like fashion-ended, maybe more accessories, but like everything I found was just super frivolous and it didn't really have anything beyond the surface. And then I was just sitting in class and I was like, wait a second. It got me really excited and that's how I knew what I wanted to do.
It's no wonder Annie wants to be inclusive in her design. She's familiar with the various adaptations made not only by her father, but her mom too.
She's sighted and she worked full time, even though that it wasn't really the plan. The plan was for my dad to work full time and my mom to stay at home.
Watching her parents work together made a lasting impression on Annie.
Both of them are just like my biggest heroes.
Now, isn't this someone you want to get behind and support? Annie still wants to hear from the vision loss community. She's interested in your fashion-related experiences. How will clothing and accessories shipped with tactile labels impact your life? What does the chance to independently purchase clothes for yourself, your children, and others mean to you? What else would improve your shopping experience? Send Annie an email and let her know. She's at benvieam@gmail.com. That's benvieam@gmail.com. This is Thomas Reed, a.k.a. The Runway Model.
I'll keep you in mind.
For Gatewave Radio, audio for independence.